This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At 7 past the hour, the DJV Experience back on the air. You can follow our program on Twitter, at DJV Show. J is for Jennifer Horn, at Jennifer Horn. V is for Victoria, at On Air Victoria. C isn't in there, but it could be DJV, C, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, V. At C Schilling for Kara, and at Doug Steffen. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? All right, so you want some good news?
Yeah. Yes, we love good news.
Took a while for that to get attached. The hurricane season has started.
That's not good news.
And
that's not good
news. That is why it took a while to say yes for the good news.
Because you always try to trap us.
I do. And look at how successful I am in doing that.
Yeah.
The hurricane season goes from June till November. So there's always something to celebrate. Here we are, beginning of June, and the hurricane season, although it feels like, I'm going to guess that we won't have a serious hurricane season this year because there's so much moisture that's being put about anyway. And usually the hurricanes come, from my recollection, as a result of there being dryness, and then there's a lot of collisions of various systems and stuff, and they develop over, I don't know whether it has to do with La Nina and El Nino or not, Jennifer, hurricanes and the severity, how many there are. I think there's a play in there.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure if they're correlated, but wasn't the last? I mean, the last few hurricane seasons haven't been all that destructive, right? Yeah.
No. All right, so that's good news. Not so bad. So I have just a moment for a statement that has not to do with politics. Although there are a couple of things that I found in the last few minutes that I'm gonna share them with you. I found them kind of amusing.
We've got a new FBI director nominee. Big news.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it just popped up. Okay. So I had to give you a little bursting news here.
Thank you. And who is it? Anybody we know?
Christopher Wray, W-R-A-Y. He's he worked for the Department of Justice for, I think, 12 years. He's a lawyer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
Sessions is going to be gone pretty soon, it looks like. But
really? Is that just you saying that, or is that, like, real?
No, I think it's floating
around.
It's
a story that they're not getting along, that he offered to resign if Trump had wanted him to. There's like
a lot of people
strained relationships.
The people that he doesn't know, because he doesn't have a political background. He doesn't have a lot of knowledge or connection to a lot of these people that Pence has brought in. And when they get used to Trump and they don't like the way he works, they get nervous, angsty, whatever. But what I found the most interesting thing in the last 24 hours, and all I could think about was, don't leave me alone, please. Him being Comey saying to him, Sessions, don't leave me alone with Trump. Please, don't leave me alone with him. I just thought I found that rather amusing. But you don't think that's it? I just find the whole thing is getting to be silly. So I flashed back and found something. I don't know why I was in this file. October of 1999, the headline reads, Trumping Buchanan, Donald Trump to join Reform Party. Buchanan announces he will move in later. So in 1999, Trump was trying to broker a run for the presidency by joining the Reform Party. How many people remember this? This didn't come up at all last year. Anybody remember this back in 1999? 18
no, I don't
years
remember
ago,
that. And Trump announced, but he was a registered Democrat up until like 4 or 5 years ago.
He wanted to change his voter registration to the Independent Party. The Republicans, he'd been registered as a Republican and I think a Democrat, both Jennifer. But he said he would, on October 24th, 1999, would file documents to announce his Reform Party bid for the presidency. And I just find, I don't remember hearing any of that. He was very coy about what he really wanted to do. But he started in California to get on the ballot there back in 1999 for the 2000 election because he had no use for another Bush. That is, Trump saying that. And he sort of was interested in how successful Jesse Ventura was running as a third-party candidate. Remember that? Remember when he was governor of Minnesota?
Yeah, of course. That was big news. He was an independent.
Yeah, right.
Only in Minnesota. So, such a strange little state.
Yeah, that's a good state. Nice state. Okay.
Yeah, of course it is. But it's politically, it's a strange state. You can, you know, it's a little out of the box, which I don't mind, by the way.
Speaking of strange states, tell me whether you think this is good news or not. There are 13 counties in Alabama that last year, according to stats released yesterday, saw an 85% drop in food stamp participation. Do you know what happened?
Yeah, they made them work.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's a great
thing. Alabama Department of Human Resources put in place a regulation on the 1st of January this year that required people in various counties around the state to work. These people had been exempt from the work requirement, but now they've required, and this was because there was such an economic downturn, you know, after 2008, a lot of people had lots of problems in all kinds of, you know, every region of the country. People needed help. Excuse me. And so they waived the work requirements then, but now they've, told people to go back to work. And so the unemployment rate, which had been 11.7% down there, is down to like 6% because they were told, people told, okay, no more money, go to work. Get a job. 85% drop in food stamp participation after the first of this year because of the work requirements. I think that's pretty cool.
That's
yes?
A good idea.
No?
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think we need to be doing more of this stuff. The fraud and the waste in these government programs that are supposed to help people. I mean, it really the people that really truly need the help are getting the shaft because of so many people taking advantage of the system.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the system's so poorly run anyway. The bureaucratic bungling and fumbling that goes on everywhere is very distressing. Very, very distressing, distracting. Oy. All right. The original Schindler's List. Remember the movie Schindler's List?
Sure, yeah. Sure.
I think it really put Liam Neeson, say it again, Doug, Liam Neeson on the map, kind of.
As I think
star.
In terms of like an Oscar-worthy role, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The original list of employees drawn up by Schindler, the list to save them from the death camps, discovered in a suitcase full of papers left to a German couple. The couple were relatives of people who were very close to Schindler. The list of 1,200 workers among the papers. All I go to is the scene in the movie where Ben, you know the actor Ben, who played the assistant to Schindler. Ben.
I never saw the movie. I don't know.
Ben. What's Ben. Ben? Ben?
Maybe if you say it a couple of more times.
He's sort of like an Indian, a dark, short actor, very popular, very good actor. Ben.
Kingsley.
Anyway. Yeah, thank
Ben.
You.
Ben Kingsley? Oh, okay.
Yep.
But his friends call him Ben.
Ben.
Ben. Ben. Ben. Ben. Ben.
Ben.
There's a song there about a rat, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so the list is valued at like $19 million. I don't know how they come up with a value. It's on Schindler's letterhead for his factory in Krakow, which is in southern Poland. Film was 1993. Good God, that long ago? But you know what was going to happen to them. The SS was ready to kill them all. And Schindler said, no, I need them. Schindler was doing lots of work for the government and says, I can't do my work for the German government if I don't have these people working for me. So he was able to save 1,200 of these people. I think it's a fabulous real story.
Yeah.
Isn't that when you...
I had heard, though, that it wasn't that he's a little bit glamorized, that he was sort of self-serving.
He was self-serving.
Yeah.
He was out of business. He didn't have those people working for him.
Right.
But no, it was absolutely, but it still was better than the alternative. All right.
Oh, of course.
Television Report up next. Let's find out what's going on or has gone on. What do you have in your scope? What would you like to see? We have that answer for you in a moment here.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8080 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8080.
Let's check. First of all, let's go around the room and find out what people watched last night. Jen, did you see anything good?
I watched an episode of last week's Catfish. It was excellent.
Really? Cat, what the heck is that about?
It's so great. It's about people who catfish each other online. You know, people who date online who aren't who they say they are.
Is that what catfish means?
Yeah.
Oh, really? And there's a show about that?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, there was a movie.
Really? Why? What happens if people get embarrassed when they get found out? Is that it?
No, you just have a lot of people who purposely lie about who they are, what they look like, what their circumstances are, and they have like these 5-year relationships. It's a crazy. It's interesting. Yeah.
All right, Victoria, what did you watch last night?
I didn't see anything last night, so I'm totally behind on all my DVR stuff.
Uh-oh. Bad.
I know.
Anybody seen House of Cards yet?
No, I still have to try that.
Got to catch up.
Kara, what about you?
I watched my niece last night, so I did not watch any TV.
She's on TV now? What's the show?
She's famous, yes. She's on House of Cards.
Really?
House of Diapers.
Yes. No, but you know what? So we were just talking about Sharknado off air, and I just watched the trailer for it. Guys, by the way, Fabio's playing the Pope.
That's what I heard.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Good casting choice.
Be sure to be eating him up. All right, Jennifer, what's on tonight?
Get those boots out, the CMT Music Awards tonight at 8 o'clock. It's hosted by Charles Esten from Nashville, and it features performances by the Chainsmokers, Florida Georgia Line, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Lady Antebellum. Also on TV tonight, Fox has a new episode of Master Chef. This is the first part of the Battle for the White Apron, in which home cooks compete to get a spot on the show. That's tonight on Fox at 8 o'clock. And FX has a show called Lucy on tonight at 8. If you are on a female... Look, if you've watched Wonder Woman and you're on this female superhero kick, it may be worth checking out this sci-fi thriller. And you can see it on FX tonight at 8 o'clock.
All right. FX. Is another, what do they call it? Fox Extreme? Is that what it's called? FX?
I can't remember why they call it FX, but it is a Fox channel.
Yes, it is. All right. Yeah. Foxy Jennifer Horn with Foxy
That's
Victoria
me.
And Foxy Carrie. Okay, 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Nothing much better. And the Bee Gees, the Brothers Gibb. The Saturday Night Fever, a light up dance floor, is going to be auctioned. Everything's for sale. Isn't it great? The original floor from the SNF Saturday Night Fever movie, 24 feet by 16 feet, up for grabs later this month, as a part of a massive Profile in History Hollywood auction. The red, blue, and yellow floor will go for, what did I just say? A million and a half? What did I say before?
A million.
That's a million.
I think it's going up for a million is where they're going to start, I guess, right?
Yeah, right, yep. This film deemed culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant, according to the Library of Congress. So, all the things that came from this movie, it just spoke so much to everybody in the sweetest parts of all of us, I think, frankly. It was great for Travolta to get a foothold. You know how much different he is now than he was then, too. I find that kind of amusing in and of itself.
He has a lot less hair.
All right, so who knows? Before he did SNL, he was a television star. On what television show? Ooh, who remembers that? Nobody remembers that.
Huh? No, it was a school, right?
Yes. Yep, good. You're warm.
Yep. I don't remember the name, but it was on, like, Nick at Night or something when I was a kid.
Well, yeah. It was on ABC.
The reruns.
Yeah. His character's name begins with a B. Want to take a shot at that, Kara?
Ben. Yeah. Ben. Ben.
Ben.
Okay, that was very good. I believe Vinny Barbarito, but now that it wasn't Barbarito, it was close to that. Something. Anyway, it's just such a fun way to spend some time.
Is that where he got his start? Was that a show?
What? On that television show?
Is that where he got his big break?
Yeah. And now I'm trying to remember the name of the show. Sure. The I get into these conversations. My mind goes only so far.
I know. Yeah. Yep.
Maybe it's an age thing. All right.
We'll find it later. We'll Google it.
Yes, we will. Speaking of people who are getting older and forgetting things, Bill Murray in the musical news today announcing he would release his debut album, New Worlds, this fall. It supposedly is going to be a musical, a classical music collaboration with cellist John Vogler. Over the weekend at the music festival in Germany, he debuted the music from it. First ever concert outside of a few guest appearances. During the show, he covered When Will I Ever Learn to Live in God, a Van Morrison song. I think that's what you're playing behind us, isn't it, there? This was recorded by somebody in the audience. Not that you couldn't tell that.
When will I ever learn that I can't sing?
Yeah, right. But he reads selections from Walt Whitman, Hemingway, Mark Twain, as an ensemble plays Bach and Schubert in the background. He also sings songs from West Side Story and Gershwin, Stephen Foster. All right, here's the Van Morrison version of... one of the reasons I love Van Morrison so much is because of his approach to religion and God. It's right in my, they say, wheelhouse. I would rather listen to him, frankly, any day for a week than listen to 5 minutes of Bill Murray. Thanks very much. 28 past the hour on the DJV show. That's through central red writings and paintings. Everything was in gold.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Robin, give me 3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My mouth is in motion, so away we go. Another half hour here of converbation. New word, you like it, Victoria?
What was that word again?
Converbation. Oh. You like that? Pretty sexy, I think. Converbation. It's converbation, I know. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen. We have the crime report. And the good news is violent crime is down, according to the FBI. It's the seventh straight
year. Talk to Chicago about that.
Yeah, right. Well, a few areas of the country are excluded from this report. Serious crimes reported to police declined for the seventh straight year as both the murder and robbery rates reached lows not seen in three decades, according to the FBI. Overall, violent crime rate, murders, rapes, assault, 566 per 100,000 residents. That's just in Chicago. I shouldn't laugh about it.
I know.
Why is this, though, would be the question. National total of seven serious violent and property crimes reported to 17,000 police agencies around the nation. Let's see here, 12,475,634. Last year, down 5.4% from the previous year. All these numbers, what do they mean? Is it because there are more police on the street? Greater partnership between law enforcement? I I think, I don't know, is an approach, a gun thing. I think as much as there's a lot of hoopla about it, I think that when you look at the numbers here, the theories, robberies with guns have decreased. Percentage of robberies with guns down 39%. Total consequent the efforts of limiting access to guns by people who shouldn't have them. Huh. That's from a prof at Carnegie Mellon, Victoria, who directs the Consortium on Violent Research. Big city police departments stepping up searches for guns among juveniles. Now, see, when you look at this or you hear this, you think, okay, that's kind of counter to what we hear in the news. And it is, isn't it? I mean, your opinion when you see, we talk about Chicago, which is anathema, is not in this cycle, is not in the same place. But when you generally think of what you see in the newspaper every day, or you hear on the television news, the radio news, about, you know, there's always a highlight on a robbery with a gun, or somebody shot somebody with guns. And it appears that background checks to prevent sales to felons are working. Is it perfect? No. When you see these horrible examples of people where the system doesn't work, it sort of twists the numbers and makes us think in our, you know, we're thinking, oh my God, it's getting worse, but it isn't. It just seems that way because some of the crimes are so horrific and the way the news media portrays them is more
horrific.
Well, I don't
know that the news media is portraying. I mean, if there are 15 people shot.
I'm talking about the numbers,
man.
Right. Youth crime, however, is up. I think that's a pretty significant. And looking at all of these various stats, criminologists pointing to the figures, the problem of teenagers not having jobs. The gang thing in the inner cities, this is an epidemic, and the drug thing also is an epidemic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was reading an article yesterday called The Decline of the Summer Job, and I forget where I saw it, maybe Huffington Post, but it was, you know, obviously linked from something else. But it was really interesting about how there are so many kids who don't have summer jobs now. Like, I did all through high school and college. Did you, Kara? You probably did, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and apparently that's not, like, a thing anymore, which is very weird.
I've been working every day of my life since I was 8 years old. I was always working. It was just what was in my psyche, I suppose my DNA, but I don't understand how it is that, and I say this, my son, when we talk about the things, the problems that these kids have, they have so much time on their hands. That's one of the reasons I say this, and I don't mean to make it, I'm not trying to portray him as some hero, although I think he's doing great work with some fabulously difficult circumstances, but because what he does in dealing with drugs and alcohol with youngsters 14 to 18 is so much a part of what was going on. You heard the stats earlier today. We were talking about 59,000 people under the age of 50 committing suicide with legal prescription drugs in our country this past year. You realize what an epidemic that is? How out of control it is because the drug companies are pimping all these damn drugs every place. Look at magazines. Look at, you know, we talk about illegal drugs. These people are making, and maybe that's the reason that, you know, you can get really cynical about this. And, well, why are these other drugs illegal and these drugs are legal? The same thing's happening at the hands of people who are using them. Right? I mean, think about it.
Well, I mean, look at the big debate over marijuana, but no one's dying from marijuana.
No.
And it's been proven that it's not the gateway drug that people always claimed it was in the 80s, and, you know, it's not. So, I don't know. It's pills are totally a gateway drug.
Anyway.
I mean, kids are raiding their parents, you know, their parents' medicine cabinets or their grandparents' medicine cabinets and experimenting with all these pills and dangerous medications. And, you know, and then that leads to other things. You get hooked on that stuff. you're better. I mean, I'm not condoning smoking pot, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if your kid, if you find your kid smoking some weed, obviously get to them and have a talk with them. But it's a lot better than raiding your medicine cabinet and starting on pills.
Is that just a personality thing or the family that you're raised in? It never, ever occurred to me. I'm sure my parents had medication, or, you know, we would visit my grandparents and they had medication. It never,
great
ever
question,
occurred
Kara.
To me.
Where does this start from?
Like,
where does this idea come from?
Like, as a 15-year-old, what would ever make you think to go and do that? It's just, it's weird.
Well, here's the thing, though. When we were 15, and Kara and I have, like, 10 years difference here between us, but when we were 15, OxyContin was not a thing. These drugs that kids are now stealing from their grandparents, they weren't around.
True.
I mean, what's the most you could have stolen from your parents back then? Maybe a Valium, if your mom liked to have a cocktail and a Valium at night? I don't know. I mean, that might be the worst thing that you could find.
I guess that's true. I mean, I grew up in a household where my parents maybe had, like, a beer a week and weren't doing any, you know, anything harder than that. So, like, maybe that's why it never occurred to me, and also because there just wasn't anything around. But, yeah, it's bizarre.
I wonder if I don't make I don't hide the story that is part of my family. I grew up pretty much alone. My sisters grew up alone. My mother was an alcoholic. My father just couldn't handle it, so he wasn't around. And so I think back to when we have these conversations. My mother did die at the age of 50, and it was at the hands of alcohol and tobacco and other things that she abused. So she would be, and I'm here, you know, as I'm listening to you two talk about what's going on now, my mother chose to do the same thing at the same age, but using different things that were more available then. But people are doing the same thing now. My mother couldn't, and I've had her astrological chart done to sort of figure out what it was about her that made her decide to do what she did. Mm-hmm. And it was because
she started very young.
Very.
And that's
my
why
father
I wonder,
was a,
you know, yeah, sorry, that's why it feels like a personality thing, which is really sad, but it just feels like it doesn't, you know, from every generation, there's always something, you know, whether they're developing.
But there were no drugs around.
So
they beer and cheap wine or whatever you could
so
find.
So it doesn't matter what era it is. There's always people who are looking for something.
So why do we do that?
Who's
the first guy who walked across the desert and saw some leaves on the ground and decided to smoke it?
I feel like if we knew the answer to why
put
people
fire
really did
to
it,
a weed and breathe it in and, oh, this is cool, let's do that.
Well, I mean, that all really started with Native Americans or, you know, Aboriginal people of wherever.
Coyote.
I mean, that kind
and
of...
And then it developed
weird.
Into
but they didn't
a...
abuse it, though. It wasn't...
...billion-dollar business selling these cancer sticks to people all over the place, and then we spend all that money. Look at how foolish we are. We subsidize tobacco growers, and then we subsidize the work that gets done to try to correct the problems that happen when you smoke. Mm. Isn't it? I mean,
it's so stupid.
The height of insanity. We really are. We're a bunch of crazy nutbirds here. Speaking of crazy nutbirds, a former nurse convicted in the deaths of 6 patients in a hospital in Indiana. Jurors heard the case of Orville Majors. They told the judge they couldn't reach a verdict on the 7th count, but he was convicted of the other 6. He got 6 consecutive life sentences. 38-year-old Orville Major contended the patients died of ailments that put him in the hospital. But what he couldn't explain is all the injections of potassium chloride that were in their body, and he was the administrator of the drugs. The patients died over a year at the Vermilion County Hospital. Relatives of the victims testified they saw Majors near the patients just before they died. And one witness said they saw him give injections to 4 patients. He'd been doing this for 4 years. The rising death rate in the hospital. What's the first clue? Oh, they all have the same nurse. Whoa!
How did no one see this in 4 years?
Back to management and what it is that, what in the world is going on? You know, I saw this, this whole business about bureaucracy and what it does and how bad it is. I was I'm encountering a thing in my hometown of Framingham where I have the farm, and we're starting to celebrate. If you go to the Easley Farm website, easleyfarm.com, or if you follow it on Facebook, which would be kind of cool, you'll see all the things going on there. And so we started because I wanted to bring some life back to the farm after a couple of years. And as soon as we got there, got at it, the town starts looking into, well, why is there a food truck there? And why are you selling ice cream there? And why do you have a store doing crafts there? And you can't give tours without a license? And so we went through, in the 2 years since I stopped doing it, there's sort of a new administration or the new people in charge. And so they've been hassling me. I go to the selectman, and I go to my friends in town, and they are all appalled by it. But yet to get in the middle of it with all these people, because all these bureaucrats seem to have, you know, carte blanche, do whatever they want. And they say, oh, no, we don't believe that that law is true. They don't look it up. They just say, oh, I don't think that law applies. So all they really, what it turns out is, all they want to do, the town manager says, or somebody, I don't know if it's the town manager, somebody says to them, collect the fees. You got to get a fee. License every truck, license everything. And I just said, no, we're not doing it. So now they're hassling even more. They ruined last weekend's festivities because some of the people that were supposed to be there didn't have the courage to come. They didn't appreciate, or I guess they didn't, it wasn't that they didn't appreciate it. They didn't believe that my up yours attitude would work with them. So they stayed away, and as a result, we had a lousy weekend. So this is supposed to be a beautiful weekend. Let's see what happens. But the reason I bring it up is because it's just more of the same thing. People that are listening as they're driving to work, maybe you're a bureaucrat and you're not happy with what I'm saying, but you know, those of you who, even the best example is go to the DMV. A bunch of bumbling bureaucrats there. How many people have good experiences in the DMV anywhere, in any state? It's rare. It really is. Few and far between. All right, so let's see. We all feel better now?
Yep.
Yes. It's 12 before the hour.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon dollars 6, 7, 6, 13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
And he did. Now, how many of those movies have you been? Three of them so far?
It's Liam Neeson's birthday today, 65 years old, Doug.
And they're doing another, but there's another Taken on the way, isn't
it? Well, it's a TV show Taken on NBC. I don't think you're going to see another Taken movie with Liam Neeson. They did.
Really?
The first one was a big hit. I thought it was a really good revenge movie, that classic line reading by Liam Neeson. The second one was okay. The third one I thought was actually pretty bad. But actually, I think they copied that line, the dialogue, from you when one of the advertisers didn't pay the advertising bill. I think you said that over the phone to them.
It could be. Got a few of those around. A few of those freeloaders around. So Liam Neeson was in when we watched, was it last week or the week before on Thursday, the last day of sweeps, with all of the hype about the red ball, blown nose, whatever it
red
was.
Red nose day,
yeah. For children's cancer.
Yeah. And first of all, I thought that was a horrible presentation. They made a mess of it. But I was looking at some of the people and how old they looked, how much they'd changed. And Hugh, what's his face, looked, I thought, kind of old. And
Hugh Grant.
Neeson. Yeah, Hugh Grant. Liam Neeson looked old to me. As well, he really looked a lot.
Well, he's
different.
65.
Hello.
Well, did it? Let me ask a question. In 15 years, did any of them look younger?
the girl who was Downs.
Keira Knightley.
Is that who that? No, that's not Keira Knightley. That's she was the girlfriend of the black guy, wasn't she?
Yeah. She looked pretty
good. The girlfriend
though.
of. of Hugh Grant.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think she looked much different at all. Yeah.
No.
Kind of cute. Speaking of cute, Gal Gadot.
The only person doesn't age in Hollywood is Tom Cruise, Doug. You know that.
Yeah, that could be. Gal Gadot and the Wonder Woman. The movie wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but it was good. I thought, actually, it was quite good. I liked her, very likable, and I thought that Chris Pine was extraordinarily likable.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Chemistry between the two of them was very good. And so the only thing is I'm sad that they killed him off at the end because I thought it would have been nice as they keep
Are you,
destroying.
You know, really? Seriously?
Oh, I forgot.
You know we haven't seen it.
That movie
you
came
the
out
worst.
Last weekend. I'm taking you off
Oh, boy.
There. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's called
the
a big.
Worst.
That's called a huge spoiler, Doug.
Okay, all right. It doesn't happen until the end of the movie.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh, my God.
I told you someday someone is going to do something very not nice really? To you because you're going to spoil a movie, and I'm calling it.
Why was it different? And I agree with you. It was the script and the tone was different than I thought it would be in a very good way. But expand on that.
The story wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. But it was I don't know if fun is the right word for it, but it had me. And I don't know whether it was just her, whether it was the story. I was trying to figure out who the mother, what's her face from House of Cards?
Robin Wright. She's really good. She's really good.
But who's the other woman?
Her name's Connie Nelson. I've seen her before. I'm not.
Yeah,
I
have too.
I'm trying
to figure out where. Yeah.
But he's really
anyway,
good, too.
Yeah, it's just the whole feel of the movie is good. So I'm.
Well, it's directed. It's very well directed. See, the thing is, the reason I think that it feels different than a lot of superhero movies, because it just feels like a regular movie with a superhero in it.
Maybe
except for the end, when they go bigger at the end. But a lot of that middle section, like I said the other day, really did feel somewhat like Saving Private Ryan with Wonder Woman. In the center of the action.
Okay.
And when she becomes full-blown Wonder Woman in the middle of the film, walking on that battlefield to face the Germans, I thought that scene is simply iconic and one of the best scenes I've ever seen. Maybe the best scene I've ever seen in a superhero movie, bar none. It's that good.
See, I normally don't like these superhero movies. I think they're foolish. But
really?
I thought this, I don't like them at all. But I did like this. I liked her. And the whole thing was a likable experience, a good experience.
Yeah. So I'm not going to catch you. I'm not going to catch you in a sleeping bag outside a theater waiting to see Spider-Man: Homecoming in a month.
No.
No.
But it has had phenomenal box office performance, and it's good. Nothing wrong.
Well,
with
it
that.
Had the Monday had the second largest grossing day of a superhero movie ever, $12 million. This thing's going to have legs. That I'm telling you, word of mouth is really good.
Very good on it. Yep, the theater was full last night. It was the middle of the weekend.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.